Coming up tomorrow in Elyria at the Pioneer Plaza is a fall festival. I'm holding a, Craig, I printed this. Now, this is normally in the colors of autumn, but of course, I don't have a colored printer over here, so this comes up as a black and white flyer that I have looking at. It goes on from 11 until 2:30 tomorrow, but to give us some great information on this is Dominic Price, who's the Events and Engagement Coordinator for the Elyria Community Partnership. Good morning. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. Well, this is the time of the year we get a lot of these fall festivals. I thought we were done with festivals already, you know, with the Elyria Apple Festival, and you guys wrapped up your third Thursday events that are going on. But talk a little bit about this fun event that's taking place tomorrow at Pioneer Plaza.
So it's an array of things taking place. So we have things that are family friendly. We have things for adults to do. We have things also for children to do. So one of the main things, we will have axe throwing there. We will have putt-putt from the Parks and Recs from the city of Elyria there. We'll have live music playing from Jeremy the DJ. We'll also be having a costume contest for adults and children. There's four different categories. So you have infant to 2 years, four to seven, 8 to 15, and then what is that? We have the adult range, but then the teenagers. I might have mixed up some of those ages.
Well, just wear your costume and they'll put you in the right category as well, too.
And then for that, it's just typically the voting would just be based off of having the crowd there cheering the people on when they're up for their category. So there will be the debit gift cards.
Well, again, the Elyria Arts Council and the Center Branch Library, the locations that sort of flank the Pioneer Plaza area. Is it big enough to add all this stuff you got there?
Yeah, so we have a list. We kept it limited to 20 vendors around the facility, and it's ample space. It's going to be very exciting. We have tons of local businesses from individuals that do candles, soaps, fall festive. Because that's the main attraction also. So when we put the application out, we let the vendors know, hey, if you have fall items, bring those. That is the only criteria that we held. Okay. So, you know, different artists will be there. We'll have face painters there. Art Conception will be doing projects as well as the Art Council also. So, like I said before, there are tons of things to do. The biggest thing was looking at our weather, because as you guys are hearing us now and you can look outside, this has been our weather the past few days, but the rain forecast has slowed down. We're at 30% and we're looking like we're going to miss the rain that comes in later that evening. So we're definitely excited about that.
So you've got arts and crafts and fun for the kids and all of that. How did axe throwing come into the mix?
So axe throwing actually was something that took place last year, and a lot of people really, truly enjoyed it. So we contacted the vendor and then brought those individuals back as well. And we will actually also have pony rides in the Pioneer Plaza. The library did it. I was going to say we might be the first ones to do that, but the library did it this season as well.
All right. And you kind of have an area set up for photos, too, with hay bales and pumpkins and things of that nature.
Yeah. Too. So yesterday, a few colleagues of mine, we met at Schuster's, and we bought all the pumpkins today. Yesterday, since it was raining, I'm going to pick up the bales of hay today because it was just a lot.
All right. You didn't buy all the pumpkins at Schuster's, right? You just bought the...
We tried, and I asked, I said, if we buy them all, would you give us a deal? And they said they reached their quota, so we only took half.
Are you particular when you're picking out pumpkins like that, right?
We really went for the range of some that looked like all the pumpkins that we're used to seeing growing up, but then it was some cool, unique ones as well with different colors that I was surprised.
I've seen those white pumpkins that are out there, too. That's like the two.
Well, we have a few white ones, a few tans, and some red ones.
Well,
it's going to be a surprise.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun out there tomorrow. What makes you want to kind of talk a little bit about your role with the Elyria Community Partnership?
So pretty much I came on as the events and engagement coordinator in May, and the journey of that typically or just went from me seeing an interest of the organization because I volunteered prior. So just assisting with that, and then I am also a photographer. So I was commissioned through the city 1 year for the third Thursdays. The following year, I donated my time for the fall festival. So look at that full circle. So now I'm here assisting with the planning. And it's just a amazing upcoming organization that is thriving to bring back or highlight some of the vibrancies that Elyria has to offer.
You give festivals for people in the community that do, you know, easy transportation just to get down here to Pioneer Plaza to enjoy the Saturday.
Yeah, and that's the biggest focal point, is just getting people to be engaged in the community and having things offered for the community just to, you know, occupy their time. Mm-hmm. And what better way to do it on a weekend?
Right. Again, this goes from 11 until 2:30 tomorrow, the Fall Festival at Pioneer Plaza, right there on Broad Street between the Elyria Arts Council and the Center Branch Library. And it's a good chance for people who haven't maybe been out there or seen that library there to take a look at that new facility and all that it has to offer to the local community, too.
Yes, they don't want to miss out. It's definitely some cool things there. Just one and to think about is just that mural. The Art Council has a phenomenal mural on the wall, and I feel that it's a hidden gem that not too many people get to see as often if they're not intentional with going in that area. But yeah, I'm excited about that, just to bring those people from the community and then just get to see what, you know, we have to offer down
there. What role did you assign yourself for tomorrow? What will you be doing?
So just helping set up. That's the biggest thing, just helping set up. And looking forward to everything going great.
Wow.
So just planning ahead, planning accordingly, so there will be no hiccups.
And you can find out more. ElyriaTogether.org is the site for the Elyria Community Partnership. Our guest this morning, Dominic Price, Events and Engagement Coordinator. He's also a fine graduate of Leadership Lorain County Class of 2023. Finished up your year-long event. Tell me a little bit about that and that impact that's had on you so far this year.
So typically it's 9 months. 9 months. You meet up every one Wednesday out of each month, and you come in. You have individuals across Lorain County from different professions. You meet and you have a lot of leadership and character building simulations. One of the simulations that we did at the library was a poverty simulation. So from my upbringing, I was kind of aware of what type of shortcomings people have to endure. But then to see my peers in the classroom actually have to go and act out some of those things as well, it was very eye-opening for my classmates. And I was kind of happy for that. So we're looking forward to doing it at the college November 1st to do it for the high school kids. And I have volunteered to be a part of that and be one of the instructors for that.
Is that simulation where they kind of assign you a sort of a socioeconomical issue and type of person, gives you category, and then you have to deal with whatever situations you have? And
yeah, so every 15 minutes of the event takes place is a week. So for the high school a few months ago, I was the car dealer. So, you know, some of the students, they're looking, they're like, oh, I have to get groceries, I have to do this, I have to get a bus pass. But then a lot of people weren't paying me, so then I had to repo people's cars. So
yeah, well, it sort of gives them a real life experience, and maybe they understand maybe what their family is going through, or just to have people who maybe don't go through that have a little more empathy, and that's kind of great. With Leadership Lorain County, it's been around for quite a number of years. They have different classes. You are the best class, right? That's what they tell you, right?
Yeah.
Until the next one comes along.
But you got to keep hope alive. Absolutely. And represent your year. So we're best class of 2023.
Well, it's great. And it's a great organization that kind of brings together all sorts of folks from all sorts of different communities, whether it's a nonprofit or a business or people with different skills and age groups. It's just another way to kind of bring people together, which is always important. Hey, if people want to be involved in the Elyria Community Partnership, where's a good place for them to do, and what kind of things maybe can you get help with?
So we're always looking for volunteers for events. We have tons of events, committee meetings. The best way is to email hello@elyriatogether.org. Again, that is hello@elyriatogether.org. Just send a message, or you can go online at elyriatogether.org and contact us and have a website submission to just say, hey, I would love to be hands-on with it, because as the community comes together, we'll be able to grow together.
Yeah. Or maybe just stop out tomorrow at Pioneer Plaza, 11 to 2:30. Their fall festival go on. Dress up and enjoy yourself and have a good time tomorrow with the folks from Elyria. Thanks for stopping in this morning, Dominic.
Thank you guys for having
me. Your time. Dominic Price joining us, the Events and Engagement Coordinator for Elyria Community Partnership. 851 at WEOL.